In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
With the possibility of nuclear missiles coming at us from Iran and North Korea, the time has come to fulfill President Ronald Reagan's vision of building an anti-missile defense to protect us against incoming missiles from anywhere in the world. Enemies change, but the duty of our government to protect the lives and property of American citizens against any attack remains constant. It was on March 13, 1983, that President Reagan televised a remarkable national speech from the Oval Office. He called on the United States to develop and deploy a new family of weapons to shoot down enemy missiles before they had a chance to destroy us. At the time Reagan spoke, the conventional wisdom was that we should rely on a concept called Mutual Assured Destruction, known by its acronym MAD. That was the most dangerous strategy ever devised. It was the theory that the Soviets would be deterred from attacking us with its giant nuclear missiles because they would know that we would hit them back with a knockout punch. That theory depended on the Russians being rational enough to behave the way we expected them to behave. Now, we survived those years, but now the threat is from 2 very different kinds of enemies, Iran and North Korea. The trouble is that they are not rational as we understand the term. They don't mind committing suicide. Reagan's anti-missile defense is needed more than ever. Unfortunately, due to liberal and pacifist propaganda, Congress has never built or deployed an anti-missile defense. The contract with America included a commitment to develop for deployment a cost-effective operational anti-ballistic missile system to protect the United States. Fortunately, our government is at last starting to build a missile defense system in Alaska. There is no time to waste in implementing Ronald Reagan's vision. Americans must be protected.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on our nation's defense program, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the National Defense Report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show.
A man who says he wondered why the baseball was getting bigger. Then it hit him.
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. And today, it's always a pleasure to visit with G.B. Oliver III, and today I have him on the air as a guest. And G.B., it's good to have you back with us.
Well, by golly, it's good to be with you as well.
I'll tell you what, we had some folks drop by the office just this morning, a couple that had attended the seminar there at California, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And bragging about what a good job we did. And I gave all the credit to you and Cuneo and Beth because I'm serious. I didn't do anything. Remember, I couldn't talk very well during that period.
You cleaned it up and patched it all together.
Well, anyway, but he brought up something that I thought was interesting. He said when it was over with, people he would meet, and this gentleman gets around quite a bit, and he says, they said, well, what kind of a meeting was that? And they said, we thought about coming, but it'd just be a bunch of radicals in there. And it had to be, the only radical I would have known would have been you.
Yeah, and you just put me in there for balance. Bunch of radicals.
Yeah, they said, well, when's the next meeting? And he said, well, there isn't any other meeting. Well, what did they talk about? Well, we learned a little about this and a little about that, and you know, had a good meal, and even had a magician there that worked the tables while people were eating. Everybody just had a good time.
Well, we did have a good time, didn't we?
That was fun. I tell you, we need to do that more often.
Absolutely, we need to.
If nothing else, just to get you back out here, because
I'll come.
Would you really? Okay.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't like it here this morning. I've been driving the newer pickup, and it tells me what the temperature is. There's 3 degrees above zero this morning when I left the house.
Good night.
So,
well, I did a little deal in Alamosa, Colorado this, when was it, Saturday, and it was 26 below.
In Alamosa?
In Alamosa, Colorado. And I told those guys that I was meeting with, I said, you know, I'm a little out of my temperature range right here. And they said, well, good thing you weren't here yesterday morning. It was 36 below.
In Alamosa. Now, I didn't know it got that cold because Alamosa's kind of in southern Colorado.
You bet. Sits in a little valley. A lot of times that's the coldest place in the nation. But I
didn't know that.
I can verify for you that it was very cold.
Did you drive up there or did you fly?
I drove up there.
And you drive a diesel. Would it start the next morning?
Well, you know, I was fortunate in the fact that I was having a little bit of trouble with my pickup, and so it was at the shop, and the shop gave me a car to drive up there, and I was kind of upset about that all the way up there because I felt like I was riding around in a tin can. But you know what? When I got there and all that diesel was gelling in those pickups, I was kind of thrilled that maybe I had that old car.
You know, I've got some friends up in, we used to buy bulls. In fact, I bought quite a few bulls from this fellow up in northern North Dakota. And he said, you don't go any place in the wintertime up there without a 100-foot extension cord. I'm serious. And he said all of the hotels, motels, they have outlets where you can plug in, you know, so your truck will start the next morning, or your diesel vehicle will.
At least I'd been up to your place and kind of got tuned up for it.
Yeah, and the ice is all gone, though. Hey, do you know what today is?
Today's your birthday.
Absolutely. Now, you know some great things happened on January the 24th. I'm looking here.
Uh-huh.
In 1850, that's 157 years ago, California became a state, at which time it had no electricity, the state had no money, almost everyone spoke Spanish, and there were gunfights in the street. They say it's just like California today, except at that time the women had real breasts and the men didn't hold hands.
Yeah, they're going downhill, aren't they? You know what else Nicole was telling me this morning was this is the anniversary of the first canned beer.
Really?
Absolutely.
See, great things. Great things happened on January the 24th.
Absolutely.
I also have an email here. I am a lifelong resident of Alamogordo. The G.B.'s grandfather bought the ranch where G.B. was raised from my grandfather, and I know a lot about G.B. when he was growing up, and I have a lot of stories, and he's got about a 10-page dialogue here. I don't know whether to go through any of that or not.
Let's go to a commercial, and then you and I can visit during the commercial.
Hey, you know, you're becoming a professional radio announcer. I can tell that.
Oh, yeah.
You and Johnny now are both internationally known.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know whether to get involved in the really important stuff or not, but hey, they're still taking cattle. They're still taking cattle away from ranchers over in Nevada, right?
Right. Right.
I see.
So issued by a federal magistrate judge who has absolutely, if you go back to Federal Statute 28, U.S. Code 636, it very clearly lays out what the jurisdiction and authority of the magistrate judge who issued that order to take those cattle, what authority he has, and he has absolutely no authority to do that whatsoever. But it goes back to what you and I talk about all the time on this thing. If you don't know what their jurisdiction is or their authority, how are you ever going to challenge them?
Wonder, her name is Inger Casey,
mm-hmm.
and another Larry Heibel.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with both cases?
Yes, sir.
What's the deal? And do we? Yeah, we've got a couple minutes here.
Well, it's the same thing that you saw happen with Hage, with Martinez, with all of those entities. They go to some kangaroo court, and this is a federal magistrate who only has jurisdiction to enter into petty offenses. That's what Congress said that he had the right to do. And because of some kind of an infraction they say has happened on federal lands, which it's not federal lands, he issues an order to pick those cattle up. Now, what they need is, of course, they need that sheriff and that district attorney right there in that state to step up and say, no, you need to go to a proper court of jurisdiction, which would be a state court, before you're going to pick up anything. And when you get ready to pick that up, the sheriff needs to step up and say that he will do it. If they go through with this and pick these cattle up, these people need to turn around and they need to sue their local officials and the attorney general in the state of Nevada for allowing that to happen, because they had no authority to pick those cattle up.
Okay, well, we have authority to take a break. Let's do that. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
And we have returned, visiting today with our good friend G.B. Oliver. And we're talking now about the about this cattle grab that the BLM just made in the state of Nevada. And by the way, G.B., this comes from a news release from the BLM. In other words, they're proud about this. BLM.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when they pull one of these stunts off and they're successful, or they get it done, they publicize that because their whole object is to strike fear into anybody and everybody anywhere around what they call federal lands.
It heads up this way. BLM Nevada News. Nevada State Office Number 08-06, for release January the 22nd, so it's just happened a day or two ago. Contact Doran Sanchez. Do you know old Sanchez?
I do not.
Well, you ought to know the guy.
Well, I know it'd be a privilege to get to know him.
Yeah. Well, he says here, the federal magistrate, Robert A. McQuald, I guess it is, ordered Anger Casey and Larry Heibel to remove their unauthorized livestock from public land southwest of Winnemucca last fall, or the cattle would be impounded by the Bureau of Land Management. The cattle were not removed, and the impoundment began yesterday, and it goes on and on and on. Now, you said this federal judge had no authority to do that.
Absolutely no authority. But here's the key to the deal, Derry, and I think we've talked about this before. You got to know what those courts' jurisdiction and authority are. And the Supreme Court has ruled again and again and again that before you're required to enter into any court, that court must be able to show that they have jurisdiction over you. If you, of your own free will, go before that court or walk in there without having asked that question, then you have acquiesced to that jurisdiction, and now they have it. And those are the mistakes people made. Look at Dan Martinez. He's sitting out there. They played this game with him forever, and every time they summoned him to a federal court, he sends him a registered letter, and he said, you know what, I'll be glad to appear on this date, but before I appear, show me that you have authority and jurisdiction over me. They don't respond. That's the key to the deal. People have got to go back and learn what Congress said when they set these courts up and what jurisdiction Congress gave them. And also in that news release that you just talked about, they said illegally running cattle on public land. Those are not public lands. Look, get in Black's Law Dictionary and look up the definition of public lands. Those are split estate lands, and whoever controls the water on those loans, on those lands, so said Judge Lauren Smith in the Hage case, controls the forage on top. That is their property. And so when they say you're illegally grazing your cattle on public land, you've got to raise the question. I'm not. I'm on my land. These are not public lands. And if you don't raise that issue, the court must assume that you're on public land.
You know, I hear music again, and it's going to take a little longer than what we can get in the next 30 seconds. So we'll be back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. And by the way, our friend Doreen is on the line. You remember Doreen?
I do.
And she has some comments to make. Stay
she's
tuned.
She's a hero of mine.
Really?
You bet.
Okay. I'll tell you what, she's worked hard on all of this. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. Space Program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Submarine Service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
And we have returned, visiting, as we have mentioned, with G.B. Oliver III. Let's go to Doreen. Hi, Doreen. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Derry. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And, G.B., I'm working on your article. You're next in line. I was up all night writing an RCAF article with my deadline today. So.
Bless your heart. Well, thank you.
Anyway, I just wanted to, wish you a happy birthday, Derry, and then let you guys know that we got some pretty decent legislation going on in Missouri against NAIS already, and I think it's pretty fair. Senator Pergeson put a bill in, and it will be exec'd out probably next week, so that'll fit in the jurisdictional bounds of things. And, GB, I kind of have a question for you.
Sure.
I just want your opinion on this. We're talking with a several different lawyers who are kind of considering putting together a proactive lawsuit against the USDA on this NAIS program. Mm-hmm. And of course, you get into the jurisdictional aspects, and I'm wondering if you think that's a real good idea or not.
Well, I would be a little bit concerned about how that case is put together, and we'd be glad to work with you on that and look at it. The problem is that with those attorneys, you're apt to end up in federal district court. And what you're going to need to do in this thing is you're going to need to question jurisdiction. And that's some of the things that we've talked about on this program. So it would have to be very carefully worded and very carefully filed, or you can end up in the trouble and get an adverse ruling on you.
Right. That's actually one of the premises of, not the premises, but the premise of filing the suit is the lack of jurisdiction, you know, because the way they're working it and everything, the federal government's basically holding states hostage at the point of interstate commerce and blah, blah, blah. So I just wanted your take on that.
I can tell you that if I were going to look at this and look at it seriously, I think my litigation would be aimed at the state.
Okay.
Protecting your rights. They're the ones that have that authority and that duty, and I'd be very careful about going in and suing the feds.
Okay, well, maybe we can talk about that more in depth as we kind of develop things with this a little bit. And then I was hoping I could put a plug in for a Ron Paul thing, if that'd be all right, Derry.
Very quickly, Doreen.
All right, real quickly. We're having a Ron Paulathon in Mountain View here tomorrow night at the Community Center at 5 p.m. And Representative Guest, who's been on your program several times.
Many times.
So, anyway, just wanted to let you guys know that and just wish you a happy birthday. Y'all take care.
Okay, thanks, Doreen. You know, I got an email from her husband, GB.
Uh-huh.
And you know how he signs his name?
Doreen's husband?
He goes even further than that. He says she's becoming so popular that he says when I introduce myself, I say I'm Mr. Doreen Haynes.
But you know, Derry, there's nothing she does or no duty she performs to take the spotlight. I mean, she is somebody that'd be absolutely dedicated to staying in the shadows, but she is one fabulous person.
I don't know how she can actually do what she does like she does. I mean, you know, she in the very beginning, she did all this research about NAIS and the premises and this sort of thing. It's amazing how she and I guess she knows the right people in Washington because she gets stuff right out of the Department of Agriculture.
Well, she's one to a million, and we ought to get on our knees every day and thank the good Lord for people like
okay.
Maureen. I can tell you that right now.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's just a shame. I was visiting. I got another nice birthday call this morning from a fellow, and he was at our meeting, said he had a good time at California. And anyway, he was saying, you know, he said what a great job you and I and Doreen and the rest of us are doing. And I said, yes, it's just a shame we didn't know about this 50 years ago. And he agreed. We're actually 50 years behind time, further than that, really. But if we would have just been equal on an equal footing back at even in 1980, we would have been way ahead of where we are today.
Oh, absolutely. But as people begin to read the Constitution, and I think more and more of them, and this little book that we sent you, this cooperative...
Oh, they're here, by the way. I have them.
But I'm going to tell you something. Those so clearly explain the separation of powers between the federal government and states and the people, that as people begin to understand that, they'll have a tougher and tougher time persuading you and I to go along with these shams that they're running on us right now.
But, you know, I was just thinking what the couple said that were in here at the office this morning, saying about how so many people would have liked to have been there, but they thought it was going to be a bunch of radicals. You know, anybody that stands up to what's right, and we're talking here about the Constitution, is considered a radical today.
You bet. That's exactly right.
You see, our grandparents actually studied the Constitution when they were in grade school.
My grandfather knew more about the Constitution than probably 99% of our Congress does today, and he never got out. He passed the eighth grade and went to work. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom14.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom14.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 14.com. Freedom14.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you getting it? If not, you should be. The Common Sense Chronicle is the official monthly newsletter of the Derry Brownfield Show. Bill of Hearst, Texas says, Derry, your newsletter and radio program should be on everyone's agenda. We agree. The Common Sense Chronicle is packed with guest articles and regular features, plus a handy chart that tracks the topics of Derry's daily one-hour radio show and ordering information. A yearly subscription of the Common Sense Chronicle is just $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Common Sense, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Overseas and foreign customers send $40 international money order. Take the Chronicle for a test drive and ask for a complimentary issue at no cost. Then to order, just send $24.95 check, cash, or money order to Common Sense, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, a man who says, a boiled egg is hard to beat. Derry Brownfield!
And we are back with our good friend G.B. Oliver. J.B., you were talking about how Dan Martinez has literally bluffed the federal government on the taking of his cattle. The cattle are gone, right?
Yeah.
The feds took them, they sold them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, is he out those cattle?
Thus far.
In other words, he's got no money out of the deal at all.
Oh, no.
All right, now, let's go back to Kit Laney, because he was in the same situation, and he got paid off by the federal government, did he not?
Well, he sold the property. He sold the property, and that's how he was paid.
All right, but how could the federal government sell? Did the feds buy the property?
Well, they'll never buy the property from you. They'll always buy it through a third party. You know, you'll never see a transfer of deed to the federal government. They're just not going to give you that clean of trail. But they work through third-party interest to accomplish what they want to accomplish.
So they gave him way more than the land was worth to get him off their back. Is that the case?
Yeah, I would say so, yes.
Okay, now let's go back to this Inger Casey lady. You said, and we've had this before. In fact, Kit Laney was one of the problems, was he not? He didn't do what he was supposed to do.
Yeah, they issued, on Kit Laney's case, here they come with one of these orders from one of these judges that has no authority to issue an order on that. But in the Kit Laney case, the feds knew, because you had a sheriff over there in that county, raised that question. Do you really have the authority to do this? And if you do, bring me an order from a judge of proper jurisdiction, and I'll repossess the cattle. So what they did then, they realized they had a problem. Anytime that sheriff steps up and does his duty and asks those questions, that creates a problem for them, because they don't have any a criminal authority within any county. And so what they did at that time, then they went to the governor of the state of New Mexico and to the livestock board, and they cut a deal with them. And so in that case, in Kit Laney's case, if you were going to sue somebody, at that point, the feds had gotten away from any liability they had. You would need to go back in and sue the livestock board in the state of New Mexico, which Paragon did.
Now, how's that case gone?
Well, that's what creates the end of the whole show, because when you raise that question and everything, well, then they need to get that off the books. They need to get it settled. And so what they do is they come in there and buy the client out in some way.
All right. If they would have stayed hitched, if Laney would have stayed hitched, where would we be now?
Well, they had some very serious problems. One of the problems they had in this thing is they said that he had assaulted federal law enforcement officers. And, of course, when we started to raise the question that they had no law enforcement authority, they went back and took him back before the grand jury, and that's when they added to his assault charges that he used the deadly weapons. That was the bridle reins and his spurs. But at that time, they took the liberty at that point to change the charges against him and say that he assaulted federal officers. They got rid of the law enforcement part of the deal. And as an investigator began to look into this thing and find out more and more information, what you begin to find out is that you had two people that were involved in his arrest out there that refused to sign affidavits saying that he did what he did. And so those people were replaced by other federal officials that were brought in out of Arizona that signed affidavits saying that they were there when they were not. And, of course, all that information was headed to a courtroom. And with that, that's what they are so slick at, is getting out of the situation and buying their way out.
And Laney would rather take their money than go to court. Is that the idea?
Well, that's of course, what I see and what I think. But they can put so much pressure on you from a criminal aspect that at some point somebody just wants out of the deal any way they can get out of it. And, of course, if you walk out of it with lots of money, they'll do that.
All right, where are we now with the Inger case?
I believe that they have indeed walked into this court. Once you walk in, I think you've acquiesced to their authority. I think that's a problem. The other thing that's happened is they have arrested her. That's a game they always play. They always say that they assaulted a federal officer. And what she says happened was that this BLM guy ran into her four-wheeler with a four-wheeler. He claims she ran into his. But they always arrest you because they want that criminal complaint on top of you. They want to throw you in jail. They want to handcuff you. It's just simply softening people up is what that's all about.
Well,
they don't have any new games, Derry. They play the same game over and over and over.
Yeah, they tried to did they shoot at Wayne Hage?
I don't recall that.
They tried to run him off the road. They did something.
Oh, yeah, they harassed him to no end. But as you and I both know, Wayne Hage was not a guy that you harass. All you did is built a fire in him. Same as Dan Martinez is that kind of a guy. See, every once in a while they go out there and they pick the wrong cat, and that's where they get into problems.
All right, let's go back to the Dan Martinez case.
Okay.
He's just not doing anything, but he's lost his cattle. Now, apparently Dan can afford that.
Yes, sir.
Most ranchers couldn't.
And what came from that is now the state of Arizona, because they were afraid of being sued by Dan Martinez, and he has lawsuits against the sheriff and various people in Arizona. But what came from that is, in order to try to alleviate the state, trying to alleviate the litigation, because they know very well they're wrong, they come back in the state of Arizona, and they pass legislation, state legislation, that does not allow the feds to ever confiscate any cows anywhere. And there's legislation that was already been passed in Nevada, but it wasn't worded correctly, and that's what's allowing them to do what they're doing up there. Every state's got to go back in and pass the kind of legislation that Arizona's passed, and that puts an end to it.
All right, now we're talking about cattle out west.
Mm-hmm.
And people back east or here in the Midwest say, well, we don't have that kind of a problem. But you get calls on a daily basis from folks back here.
All over the United States. And you know, what we're talking about is what they call public lands out here, and that's just the game they play out here. All these games are exactly the same. I had a call yesterday from Virginia, and the day before I had a call from Kentucky and Montana and those kind of places. Let me tell you something. They're going in taking water and taking property from people, and it doesn't matter whether they're using the Wild and Scenic River Initiative or the Endangered Species Act. Their game is exactly the same. Their tactics are exactly the same. And that's why people that own property or own water have got to learn from these people that have already fought these battles and have been successful. They've got to learn the tactics you use and the questions you ask. But the key to the whole thing, and we've talked about it again and again and again, is you got to understand that Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution gave the federal government 8 enumerated powers. And outside of those powers, they don't have any. You got to get that through your skull, that they have limited authority. And once you understand that, then when they come in there and feed you a bunch of this baloney and says that we have the authority to do this or you're supposed to report to this court and those kind of things, at least you have the confidence to go back and read those statutes and figure out what the authority the Congress gave that court and write them a letter and say, you know what, you don't want to create a conflict with them. You say, yeah, I'll appear in your court, but first you need to show me you have the authority and jurisdiction over me and my property. So says the Supreme Court. And I think those are the kind of things that the Paragon Foundation can provide you going into one of these battles. And if they read right on the front end that you're somebody that understands what your rights are and understands their limited powers, then they'll walk away and they'll leave you alone and there won't be any courtroom. They've never put Dan Martinez in a courtroom. In fact, they'd do anything in the world to get rid of Dan Martinez as far as money and everything else. But he's not interested in that. He's interested in pursuing them and making them pay for what they did.
All right, if he ever does, let's say that Kit, we've had Kit, there's been a bunch of these, right? Hage won his case, but the family never did get any money out of it, did they?
No, and what they're still waiting for is it's in the court of claims, and he's won the 3 different decisions through the court of claims, and now what they're waiting on is for the judge to come back and say how much the federal government owes him.
Well, you would think...
Now they got to determine the amount.
You would think the BLM and the Forest Service would... They know what Hage did. They know exactly what the court said. You'd think it would frighten them to where they'd back off of this thing, doesn't it?
Well, I think that they're under some constraints. I think that through treaties and those kind of things, these agencies have been given a mission, and I think they're out there doing it. I think you see the same thing when we talk about World Heritage Sites and those kind of things. They are collateralizing debt, and you and I have talked about that before.
Absolutely.
So there's no way that they can back off of any of this. They've got to steal your property in order to collateralize the debt that they were under with the World Bank.
All right. Let's take another break. We'll be back. Our number, and we have several callers here, but our number is 1-800-973-3779. We'll get to the telephones after this message.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephone. We have a gob and a bunch of callers, GB. Let's go to the first caller who called in, Don in Oregon. Hi, Don, you're on the air. Hey, Don, hi.
Hello, this is Scott.
Scott.
Hey.
Okay, where's Don?
Don's here.
Don is there.
Yeah, happy birthday, Derry.
Well, thank you. What's on your mind, Don?
I'd make it brief, calling out here from a little bit colder than where you're at in eastern Oregon. My question's directed to GB. I think could probably be better answered offline, and it takes a little bit of strategizing. But briefly, I'm just going to quote something out of the newspaper here. Commissioner stresses importance of collaboration. All right? They're talking about that world conservation thing out here in Harney County. GB, do you know about Harney County, Oregon?
I do not. No, sir.
Okay, so it's 10,228 square miles with a population of 7,000 people in it.
Okay.
It used to be a big ranching community, but it's got sold out to the federal government, per se. And I joined your Paragon Foundation about a month and a half ago. I've communicated with Nicole, and I don't know if anybody else is hollering and screaming but me. I'm not a property owner, per se, but, you know, with all respect, I think something needs to be done, and I don't know what to do. I'm having fits here reading all this stuff about how they're selling out to that third world interest that we all know and love.
Well, that's their favorite tactic right there. We talked about authority and jurisdiction. They simply don't have it. And so what they do is they move in on top of your state officials, or better yet for them, because those county commissioners are extremely extremely powerful. They work out some kind of a deal and get in bed with them. But I'd love to sit down and talk to you about it, and I could direct you to some county commissioners. That probably the best thing is have them talk to your county commissioners, if they will do that, and let's line them out on what their authorities are and what their liabilities are when they fail to do what they swore an oath to do, and that was protect your safety, your well-being, and your property. That's what those guys put their hand on a Bible and swear to do when they take those offices.
Absolutely. I'll put this stuff in a package and mail it off to you in the next 24 hours and put a little note on there, and we'll stay in touch that way. I don't want to take up anybody's time on the radio program, although I would like for Derry to to share some of those stories he has about you when you were a youngin' out there on the ranch.
Now, doggone it. Let's just move on now.
I think I've heard most of them, but one of these days we'll have to get together. We'll just have a GB program sometime, I don't know whether we ought to invite GB or not. I know Mike Hames and Johnny Oliver and a few people like that would probably make a better show than GB would in that particular instance. When we come back, let's go to Wayne in Texas, but let's take another break first.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Well, friends, I've been there, done that, had a great time, and you will too. The best-kept secret of the Ozarks is Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Over the years, the lodge has hosted hundreds of family reunions, and they'll host yours also. The best time to go is when you say it is. The best time to call is right now. Family reunions require a little advanced planning, and right now is the best time to get your preferred date at the lodge. The lodge provides all the meals with your room, and for you, that means no cooking or cleaning, and there's plenty to do. S'mores by the campfire, a pool with a view, canoeing on the Merrimack, or simply relaxing. Your aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens will thank you for taking them to the best-kept secret of the Ozarks, Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Make reservations today by calling 573-775-2400. That's 573-775-2400. Or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com. My friend G.B. Oliver, who's executive director of the Paragon Foundation, produces a beautiful magazine. And to tell you about it, here's G.B.
I'm using that magazine to educate people and inform people about what's going on. If you've got internet capabilities, look up paragonfoundation.org. We put out a newsletter every month. Our phone number is
1-877. You never called it. I call it a lot. It's 1-877-847-3443, and that is a toll-free number, 1-877-847-3443. And Nicole doesn't have a thing else to do today.
No, and listen,
she can answer the phone.
If you want to look at one of those, just tell her to send you one. She'd be glad to send you one. Look it over and look at what we're about and see if that's a part of an organization you'd like to play in.
The first copy's free.
Absolutely. She'll send it to you.
Okay, now we've got her busy for the rest of the day. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org. Okay, we're in the home stretch here. We don't have a lot of time. Let's go to Wayne in Texas. Hi, Wayne. You're on the air.
Terry, hi. Great show. Quick question for GB. You mentioned the oath of office before, and we all know that's essentially a contract with we the people. So when a government agent acts outside his scope of authority, can they not somehow be held personally liable for their actions? And is there a way we can penetrate their so-called governmental immunity?
Well, yes, absolutely there is. And we're right now in the midst of studying some law courses and everything on that very thing. But you bet. If they're acting outside of their delegated authority, that agency will push them away very quickly, and that leaves them totally exposed. And that's the key to this whole deal is if you want to straighten some of these things out, sue these people individually and take their house, their car, their dog, their fishing pole, and that will begin to change, make the changes that we're going to have to make.
I'm part of a group in Dallas, Texas, studying that very issue, so if I get some information, I'll forward it on to you.
Oh, I'd love to have it.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Okay, we don't have just a lot of time left, GB, but I want to mention that...
I need to get with you on some of these ads you're running on the Paragon Foundation. that last one you ran, I sound like a buffoon.
No, you don't.
It sounded like that to me.
Well, you don't want that ad to run anymore?
What kind of a clown doesn't even know his own phone number?
Well, hey, listen, I don't know mine.
Okay. Well, you.
I never know my home address.
Don't feel
bad about that.
Okay.
I think that's a good ad, and I'll bet, and Nicole needs to stay busy.
Yes,
she sits there and does her fingernails and works on her hair and all that. And
I don't think there's any of that going on, but...
You don't?
No. Man, I don't mean that in saying at all that she's not just beautiful. But I don't think she's got a lot of time, but that's fine.
No, I got in trouble with Nicole over that once before. She said... I mentioned she wasn't doing anything, and she called back and informed me. I said, well, if you're doing something, you wouldn't have time to call me back. But anyway, Jim Fuqua was just in here just moments ago before we went on the air.
Uh-huh.
And he has all of the programs that we did up at Chillicothe,
mm-hmm.
and he has the California-Missouri Seminar all on DVDs. And he also has it on audio, so if somebody just wants the audio, they can play it in their car, you see, and listen to the thing. And some of those friends and neighbors that were so concerned that they may get in on something radical can get those tapes and really learn, because we try to do the best we can. And I have an email here. I can't remember. Let me see what it says. Listen to the radio program, enjoy your style, and the fact that you care about exposing the truth. And as I have said a jillion times on this show, you know, we try to not say anything that we can't back up with facts and figures.
Exactly.
And hopefully we, I can begin to see it changing, GB. I really can. Now, maybe just more people are listening today than ever did before, but they'll say, you know, when you first came on, I thought you were, you know, a real radical SOB. You didn't know what you were talking about. Apparently, a lot of people still think that, and that's perfectly all right. No problem. No problem at all.
You and I met that gentleman on the road, and he said, you're Derry Brownfield. He said, you know, first time I ever listened to you, I thought you were crazy. But you said, you know, you've gotten better. You've kind of come around over the years.
Yeah, that's right. We got stopped on a country road one time, didn't we?
We sure did. Oh, man. I'll tell you right now, Derry, more and more people are getting involved in this thing. More and people are studying about the Constitution. And that's the key to the deal. When you know what those eight enumerated powers are and you know that anything they do outside of that that has no bearing on you whatsoever, then all of a sudden the power goes back to where the Constitution put it, and that's what the states and the people.
Okay, and we are literally out of time. We didn't get to nearly all of our callers today. We need to do this more often, GB.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now it is time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.